This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Both sides in the debate over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in the United States are holding their ground after release of a report on an FBI investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Republicans like Utah's Orrin Hatch say the report shows no hint of misconduct by Brett Kavanaugh.
It's time to end this charade.
The FBI investigation looked into allegations of sexual misconduct. Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine says it didn't go far enough.
I'm not allowed to discuss it. The public can't see it. It's a complete sham.
Protesters were arrested at a Senate office building, including comedian Amy Schumer.
They cannot keep us down. We will win. A vote for Kavanaugh is a vote saying women don't matter.
Orrin Hatch says the Senate can't turn away Brett Kavanaugh.
He is going to be a great justice, perhaps one of the greatest we've ever had.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The West has released new evidence and indictments accusing Russian military spies of hacking so widespread that it seemed to target anyone anywhere who investigates Moscow's involvement in an array of criminal activities, including doping, poisoning, and the downing of a plane. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Russia will be held accountable for the cyber attacks.
The GRU cyber attack, which has been revealed on the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, is the latest in a worldwide pattern of reckless and irresponsible behavior from Moscow.
Russia defiantly denied the charges. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is trimming more attorneys from his team, another sign that prosecutors have begun winding down parts of their investigation. Two prosecutors detailed to the Russia investigation are returning to their duties in other parts of the Justice Department. Two other attorneys left over the summer. This is VOA. Indonesia's disaster agency says the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami that struck central Sulawesi Island a week ago has surged past 1,500. Hungry survivors say they're scavenging for food in farms as President Joko Widodo made a second visit to the area. Michelle Hennessy reports.
Desperate residents pleaded with President Joko Widodo during his visit to the disaster zone on Wednesday. Help, they're shouting. Many people are in need. At the site of a collapsed seven-story hotel, this is what he told reporters.
The most important thing is I've sent a message to the governor and regent for economic activity to restart so that they can start heading back to a normal day-to-day life while evacuations continue to be carried out.
For mourning relatives, that might not be the priority. This is what's left of a church where 80 children were studying the Bible when the quake struck. The disaster turned the ground to liquid.
That's Michelle Hennessy reporting. Sudan will begin on Sunday setting its daily currency exchange rate using a newly formed body of bankers and exchange bureaus, part of a package of measures designed to tackle an economic crisis. Sudan is also canceling import restrictions. The controls had been imposed last year in an effort to cut the deficit and protect the Sudanese pound. Sudan's economy has been struggling since the South seceded in 2011. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, sharpening U.S. criticism of Chinese policies around the globe, will give China a blunt warning that the U.S. will not back down from what Washington sees as Chinese intimidation in the South China Sea. Ryan Brooks reports.
It's likely to escalate already soaring tension between the two nations on issues from trade to defense ties. During an address in Washington, he'll call recent Chinese action in the South China Sea reckless harassment and will vow to not stand down in the disputed waters that China claims as its own. A U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near islands claimed by China on Sunday, and Beijing retaliated by sending its own ship to sail dangerously close to the USS Decatur, within 45 yards. It had been part of what the U.S. calls a counteroperation to Beijing's efforts to limit freedom of navigation in the area. China later voiced anger over the encounter and called the operation a threat to its sovereignty.
Marion Sooj Knight was sentenced Thursday to 28 years in prison for mowing down and killing a businessman in a case that completed the former rap music mogul's downfall from his heyday as one of the biggest and most feared names in the music industry. I'm Lori London, VOA News.